Whatever happened to these guys, Galvin?
They're still out there.
I know. They really didn't do anything since this song.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. That's Faith No More that we're playing. In the background, you may hear a hairdryer. We've got two lovely ladies here from Mission Nevada, and they are giving a guy... Oh, man. That was a nice little touch you just put on it. They're giving him the Kim Jong-un. No one in North Korea is allowed to have the un other than Kim Jong-un. And now this guy, Nick. Right? Nick. Mm-hmm. Nick's got it. Hairspray going on right now. Tonight he'll be out there with his un haircut joining us. And we should have got you a military outfit so you could look like un.
Man.
You get beat up.
Slant your eyes out a little bit.
All right.
Pie face him. Yeah, like that. Tonight we're going to be on stage at the Beach Club in Siesta Key with Pitbull Toddler and Bud Light. Come on out there and have a couple of Bud Lights with us. Melt some faces, drop some panties. You know how it goes, Galvin. You know the life of rock stars.
Melt some faces, drop some panties, get a weird Asian guy's haircut. Yeah, whatever you're into.
Hey, if you called 811 today and Kim Jong-un came out to tell you where to dig in your yard.
Don't dig! only un dig. I'm greatest digger in world.
Whoa, what's that?
Greatest digger.
Oh, digger. Yes. Okay. I didn't know what you said. It made me nervous.
You shovel. I come out and dig with chopsticks.
What are people normally, what are they digging for? I'm never digging for anything.
If they're digging, if they're gardening, if they're trying to plant a tree, if they're...
You should call before you garden?
I would imagine, sure.
I mean, I would imagine planting a tree or like putting in some sort of structure, but not a... Oh, man.
I don't know. Yeah, you're putting in a fence.
You know? May I say, sir, that you look absolutely ridiculous. That is wonderful. Pull that microphone up to your dumb-looking haircut right there and talk into it.
At least I can say I'm the only one in America with this haircut.
Yeah, for now, you start a trend right now.
Hey, you never know. This is going to go viral.
Are you going to carry it like that the whole day? Because she did a great job of not only splitting it down the middle, but puffing up the sides.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be rocking the un today.
Yeah. All right, now, ladies, if somebody comes into Mission Nevada today and says, I'd also like the un, is that available?
Absolutely.
All right. Will you please tell us immediately if anybody does that? Because I'll be blown away.
And call the FBI.
Yeah. look at here comes Bone TV with the camera so they can get the... Oh, man, look at the back. It looks even dumber than the front.
That's awesome.
Why, if you can commandeer one hairstyle and no one else in the country can have it, why would you take that?
Right, yeah.
You know?
I have no idea. Well, because nobody already had it. You know what I mean? You can't be I'm going to part mine to the... Right, although that's a little bit more power, is if somebody, people already had the haircut, and you're like, nope, that's mine now. I'm taking it, nobody else can do it.
Take it away from me, yeah.
It's funny, so he's got the haircut that nobody else has. Hitler has the mustache that nobody else has.
That's true. What would have been great if we could have found a fat Asian guy, but I don't think Asian guys listen to our show. When's the last time you met a guy that came up to you and looked Asian and was like, I love your show?
I can tell you.
Okay.
It's been quite some time, and it was at, what is the place? The venue where we went and saw Richie Kotzen?
That is smoking. What is it called? Skippers.
Skippers Smokehouse. That's where I was getting the smoke tank. When our band played out there. How long ago was that?
Oh, we did a charity thing. Yeah. Oh,
that was the last Asian guy I remember coming.
That was before Josh. That was BJ.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was Pibble Toddler BJ before Josh.
That's
and a guy came
for.
Up to you and he was like, let me tell you something. Me find your band be very good.
No, he was Asian. Didn't have the voice though.
Want somebody like that. I want like the thank you for not cooking lady to tell me she listened. Every time I go in there, she's like, my Kata, people love you. They tell me all the time. They hear you say thank you for not cooking. I go like, yeah, but she doesn't know.
She doesn't
She's
listen.
Not listening.
No. Other people tell her.
I had my best moment yesterday where somebody asked me to take a picture with them. I went into the gas station by my house where I must go 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I went at a different time and I went inside to get a drink while my car was filling up.
Right.
Holy, it was like somebody saw the Princess Amunda in Coming to America. The guy behind the counter was like, I bet you get this a lot. People say you look like Mike Calda. I've been getting it since birth.
Yeah.
And he was like, can I take a picture with you? And he was like the most excited kid. He was shaking. I was like, it was pretty flattering yet weird all at the same time.
Yeah. Give me free gas or anything?
No, I didn't ask for anything. I'm not that type of guy. You got the wrong fat morning guy. Hey, will you take pictures with people if they go, hey, interesting hair. I'd like to get up on the un. Well. Get right up on the mic so I can hear you.
He looks a little bit like a white supremacist right now.
Oh, no, yeah. No. It's not aggressive. It's not angry. It's not. It's
like if you turn around, it's Amish in the back, and then you got, like, the oon right here.
If you mix it with, if you look at the tattoos and then the hair, then it could be a little bit white supremacist. I don't know what your tattoos say.
Well,
they could all be.
Because I'm going to people's houses all day.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to go to work with the oon now?
I am. As soon as I get back, man, I'm clocking back in.
What are you going to say to them, Galvin?
I dig. I come here, dig. You call 811.
Do they really call 811? Is that how you get a schedule of what they're doing?
No, I work for USIC, which is United States Infrastructure Corporation. And
oh, that sounds legit.
811's like a call center, basically. Every right. state has a call center for that, and it's just basically to make sure, you know, when you are putting a fence in or digging for garden.
You call 811, I come out, I tell you. No dig. Only un dig.
Now, have you come close to, like, anything? Are you like, oh, my God, if you would have went 1 inch?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, funny story. Down off Clark and Beneva in Sarasota, there's a big substation.
Get right up on that mic. You're too far. There you go.
There's a big substation, which is basically what supplies power to the town.
Right.
And they were doing, like, landscaping there. And they had a, I think it's called a ditch witch, which basically just trenches stuff out. And
yeah.
These guys were probably about a foot away before
shut the whole town down.
Well, I got there, and... You know, it was due that day, so they had started the work early, and that's why you got a call. So I got out there and realized, and I sprayed, and it was like a 3-phase power line. And you touch that,
they would have been dead, and they probably would have.
Hey, not so, me, make me stronger.
Right. You absorb it.
That's what I do for lunch.
You go out there and eat the power lines.
I bite it. I can tell when to dig, where not to dig, just by looking.
Good job, Moon.
X-ray vision.
Good job, Moon. And then so what do you have? Blueprints.
Yeah, kinda. All kinds of prints, man. FPL, Verizon, Comcast, and you know, we use electronic equipment to basically send voltage through lines.
Right.
Pick it up with a receiver.
See where, I got
spray
you.
Spray paint, throw the flag down.
I use divining rod. Find a branch in your backyard.
Oh, and just pick
it
out?
Yeah, it looks like a Y. Start shaking.
Isn't that how you used to find water back in the day?
That's electricity.
Oh, okay.
You know dig.
Yeah.
Only un dig.
Okay, un dig. Hey, will you map my backyard for me? I just want to know. I just want to know what's going on back there. All right. Well, listen, ladies, thank you. You did a great job for what you had to work with.
Yeah, definitely.
But
the first time.
It's the beginning, though.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
The beginning of the
new way.
You started a trend, sir.
Start a trend.
Take that fantastic hair to work today. Help people dig. Look for lines.
Life's short. Have fun, man. I mean, yeah.
This is not fun. This is, I don't know. And tonight you'll be out at the beach club, so people want to know what it looks like. Make sure you puff it back up before you go out there.
I might have to give you all a call and have you do it. Just talk about it.
You got a wife. What's your wife going to say?
She usually cuts my hair. So
yeah. Oh.
She authentically just wants to go to Universal. So, I just got to get my hair cut like Kim Jong-un.
All right. That's pretty good. All right. We do have
those tickets, right?
Yeah.
That didn't sound very confident.
We'll get to them.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We'll get
them.
Don't send me
Kings Leon. You're locked in. Well, you already got their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have some weird hair. All right, listen to me. Mission Nevada, ladies, thank you.
Thank you for
having me. A combined total of 22 guys that they've slept with. If you want to get your hair cut, see them at Mission Nevada. If you want to sleep with them, find them on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Oon to come to your house, dial 811 or see him tonight at the Beach Club on Siesta Key. Well, we will be out there with the band about what, 10 o'clock usually?
I think we're starting early.
Oh, that's right, because they got a time thing. So
I think we
actually
go out on stage at 9.
All right.
Yeah.
We always say that, and then we go on late, but we got to be off, I think, before midnight.
Right. Or we got to fight cops.
It doesn't matter. No, I'm not fighting any guys.
That's what I said.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter, because that's better for me, because then we could just have time to hang out and drink. So
wasted.
All right, that goes on tonight at the Beach Club. Let me grab a couple of phone calls. Thank you guys for coming in. Great job. You look ridiculous. Good job. Spanish make sure we get a bunch of pictures. All right. Mike Calta Show, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Calta. It's Nicholas. How are you?
Hello, Nicholas. How are you doing?
Just fine. Happy Pay It Forward Day.
Is that what today is?
Yes. You teased about paying it forward to somebody a couple of days ago, but I wanted to pay it forward to you and take you to lunch, but you didn't respond on Twitter.
Well, I have to go to Siesta Key today.
Yeah, I know. It's okay, though. Eventually, we'll meet up somewhere again.
Oh, that sounds like a threat. The way you said it sounds like a threat.
Eventually.
You can't outrun me. Yeah.
You're going to have lunch with Nick like Tony Soprano had lunch with his family.
Oh, no.
Nick. Also, I wanted to... Is Paul McCartney around?
No, he left. He's been... Hello, Nick. Hello, Nicholas. I'm back.
Paul. Thank you, Sir Paul. All right. Well, you guys have a great day. Love you, Spanish, and always nice talking to you. I appreciate it.
Chip, cheerio. See you later. Have a good weekend.
Love the show.
Bye. I don't know who that was. It wasn't Paul McCartney, but I felt I should give it to him.
Yeah.
If you do a little, I can bring it out.
How you doing today?
Hello, me friend.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm Ringo.
Oh, okay. You're Ringo.
Yeah, if you're doing Paul, we can't both be Paul.
No, we can be dueling Pauls. We're both Morgan Freeman.
Do you want to play me drums?
No, I play the bass guitar.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. I'm done with that. Ready for this?
Sure.
Andy. Bye goodbye, ladies. Andy. I guess you could say she does haircuts. I want to see her with her big boobs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gotta go back in time, Huey.
There's something super sexy about her. Imagine her now with tremendous boobs. Makes it even better.
I know what you like about her.
Tell me what it is.
She's got the big teeth.
I know her teeth are sexy as hell. Yeah, I'm a teeth fan. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
I don't know. How does Spanish not try to work threesomes with that? With all the crazy sex things that he does in his relationship, how do they not do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like the one was into it before he really got locked in with Kelly.
Well, I think it's because of the whole friend thing that they
had. Yeah, that's what it is. But I'm saying, like, I think she would have, taken a little bit of Spanish on his own, like a solo.
Probably.
Thing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Behind,
Brian, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Good morning. I was listening to you guys yesterday, and you were talking about Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, Calvin. That spawned this.
Pig.
Oh, man.
That is not right. That's when Drew called Carmen
pig.
A lot. Carmen, are you still upset about that?
Pig.
Since yesterday, since pig. That happened, Drew has reached out and apologized multiple times.
He sent you flowers?
Pig.
No.
What did he do?
He just,
pig.
Expressed his deep...
Yeah, he did. He
his
said,
deepest pig. Apologies.
His deepest real thoughts.
Pig.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Drew Grabo Live was a Take It Back Thursday, so he took that back. That was like the first thing.
Yeah.
Pig.
And he, of course, apologized to Blaine as well, right?
That's what I heard, which to I don't Blaine? Really understand why.
Do you think Blaine was going to kick his ass?
Pig.
Well, he was surprised that Blaine didn't call him up and,
pig.
Defend my honor, which would never happen.
I mean,
I told pig. Blaine from the start of when we started dating, I was like, you are never allowed to defend my honor with the guys at work.
He'd be making a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
Pig.
Yeah.
I thought this was a little rude.
Pig.
And so did I, but it was like I told him it wasn't necessarily the comment of pig. It was the
it wasn't
pig.
Inflection.
That inflection
that came along with it.
I felt like I had to fix the way you said it so we don't get fired.
Inflection.
I know, but the way you said it, anyway,
it was pig. The venom behind it. The way you said it, because he was like, "Whatever, pig." He was like, "Pig,"
like this,
pig.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross. You're not a pig.
No, I'm just kind of mad.
You're an adorable little baby.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm a mini pig.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brian.
I'm not a full pig. I'm not a hog.
Brian, you have an Otis Spunkmeyer oven?
I'm getting one. I made a couple phone calls yesterday. I'm going to be out of town on business next week, so it might be a week or two. I got to get my hands. But if you guys don't need one, I'll get you one.
Like a new one?
Yeah. It's like from a broker's house.
All right. I mean,
yes.
Of course. I think we should get it and never let Drew use it. We should show it to him.
Put a lock
make
on
him,
it.
Make him smell it and never let him use it.
So I would like to let you guys know a little update on who took Carmen's cookies.
Oh, all right. Well, let me put this guy on hold. Hold on, Brian. Okay? Thank you, sir. Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar?
Pig.
So I was talking to a few different people and let them know that there was, a 24-hour period, which, by the way, is up here in about 32 minutes, that they could let us know and it would be forgiven.
Now, I did see a majority of the night staff last night and Hoppy and a bunch of promo guys, and nobody said anything to me as far as a confession goes.
Mm-hmm.
Pig.
I went and talked to Miguel and Holly after the show because they had cookies.
Uh-huh.
Holly's are still in there. Miguel took his and ate his and said how fantastic they were. And he inquired. He goes, so they have 24 hours and there's no retribution? And I said, no, yeah, so 24 hours. I go,
pig.
What? And he goes, I don't know. I go, do you know somebody? Do you know something? Was it you? And he... just kind of, we'll see. So, but I did let John Brennan know it is confirmed that it was April 10th that the cookies were in there.
Okay.
April 10th is when I delivered the cookies and put them in the freezer. So it was sometime between then and yesterday.
Well,
the cookies are gone.
Security started reviewing the footage yesterday.
Right. And I gave it so they could narrow it down a little bit more because we wanted to know when they were actually in there. Right.
Oh, man.
Somebody's in trouble.
Uh-huh. What do we do if it's when we figure out who it is?
Cut their hands off.
I'm all for it.
Right? That's
like
what you
old
do, right?
School eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Take my Spunk Myers. Aww. We take your hands.
I think we make them make the cookies and then watch us all eat them, and they can't have any.
I'd rather break somebody's fingers.
Oh, okay. You can do that. I just
like if it's somebody we don't like.
I just want my cookies.
Bust a finger. Break a finger.
Or we put cookies in the oven and they have to take
get
the different
out.
Racks out. Yeah.
Without
any oven mitt
I
or
like
anything.
Your styles.
Yeah. And eat them when they're super hot.
No. I want to eat them.
Burnt, though. Burnt.
Oh, okay.
They want to enjoy it.
One rack, all burnt. The rest of them we get.
Yeah.
The last one is burnt.
Yeah.
Cookies.
So we make four racks full.
Yep.
They take out three with no oven mitt on. And then leave the last one in there for another hour.
Yep.
And then they have to take that out and eat all the cookies that are totally burnt, super hot, immediately, as soon as they get it out. You have to eat all the cookies in under a minute.
What if it's Craig?
Okay.
Be all melted in the face. Mike Calder Show, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay. Hey, if y'all want something to talk about, hashtag Fire Festival on Twitter, like Fire.
No, I don't. We don't need something to talk about, sir. Thank you. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Calta. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was calling about all this disrespect that went on.
Pig.
I feel like the Cox Building is like the. You know, you guys are in the Game of Thrones world, and if anything, the morning show, which is the main show that drives the Cox Building, gets disrespected like that. I think everybody gets disrespected. And,
you say a slap in the face to one of my people is a slap in the face to me. You hurt one of my people, you hurt the king.
I do, and I think just an on-air apology is nothing. I think he should be taking them to dinner or something, her and
You don't want to go to dinner.
No,
there's gonna be
he already took Mike to dinner. It's fine.
Yeah, there'll be more problems if they go to dinner and stuff.
I have to sit next to everybody. Yeah. Don't worry about all that.
What happened on Game of Thrones when that queen got locked in by all the priests? What did she do when she got out?
I never watched
killed
it. Never
killed them all.
It. I say whoever does that has to walk down the hall while we spit on him and yell shame.
Yes. I like that. I
love
like
that, sir. You'll be happy with that? You seem to be a Game of Thrones fan.
I love you guys. Don't change, please.
Shame. Shame.
And then I'll have my dogs attack them like they're the wolves.
Shame, dirty.
Pig.
Dirty.
Pig.
Dirty.
Pig.
There you go. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I know you guys are going down to the beach club tonight on Siesta Key. You guys are going to have a great time if you've never been there. My question is, I have a little request or a little favor. You guys going to sing Wanted tonight?
I'm sure it's probably in the set list, yes.
Can my husband hop up on the stage and rock it out with you?
Oh, God, no.
Ugh, no. Why would we do that?
Unless your husband's Jon Bon Jovi or no.
No, he's not, but he's got an incredible voice.
Yeah, well, we certainly don't want anybody singing better than we are. We want it. Listen, we want you to want to have a long love fest making with us, not with your husband. We can't do it. We don't want anybody taking the attention away from us. This is our moment to shine.
And it won't take the attention. It'll just add more attention to you guys.
Only we play Wanted Dead or Alive. Your husband don't sing it.
Point out who your husband is. Maybe Josh will let him sing. I couldn't care less. I don't sing. So.
Your husband can sing only if Josh can bang both of you guys.
All right, you got it.
All right, Punkin, thank you. We'll see you out there tonight. Spanish.
Yes.
Who are we? I mean, we got to thank this guy who hooked us up with the place to stay tonight.
Yes, Mike Holderness.
Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, Mike Holderness is the main guy, and then Kurt, who works at the front desk, really hooked us up with getting us in that that beach villa. So
good. Nice.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
very much looking forward to being out there on the beach. Oh, my wife's already starting to make me feel guilty.
Oh, no. Don't let it happen.
She already gave me the, I'll handle everything today. Don't worry about
it. Is she going to be home when you go home to get your stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, no. If she is, she's going to lock you with guilt eyes.
I don't know why.
You don't know what?
You tell her you're working, right? This is work.
She doesn't care. She sees through this.
Oh, no.
Hey, Lee. my wife who... This is it. This is usually the source of all of my frustration.
Right here?
Right there. Yeah. You know she's home. That was only like three rings.
She just texted you.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Did it beep?
Listen, I never wanted to divorce you for any reason other than the fact that you never answer the phone. Ever. The only time I ever get you on the phone in the station is when I wake you up. Anytime I call you, my kids know my wife's voicemail message by heart. They, like, say along with it because it answers.
Yeah.
What could you possibly be doing? I'll see you later. Yeah, she just... My son has a dance tonight at his school.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the first one?
Yeah.
Nice.
But now she's like, my mother was supposed to pick him up from school. Now it's turned to who's picking him up.
Oh, no.
He needs to get clothes for the dance. I got to drive him to the dance. I'm like, all right. Boy. And then I get a, don't worry about everything. I got to
Okay. Everybody knew.
Yeah,
it's
for real.
It's in the calendar. It's on the schedule.
Yeah.
They for months now.
Yeah.
For months. Thank you, Galvin. You're making me feel much less
ridiculous.
Guilty. Let me go to our friend Marcello. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Mike?
What's going on, my man?
No much. I have an O'Brien's cookie oven that Cisco gave to me, you know, for free because I used to buy the cookies for salt here. If you guys want it, I can drop it to the station anytime you want. I never use it.
Yes. Don't bring it anymore. To Drew. Bring it to us.
I bring it to you guys. No problem at all.
And we will cook. Monday we will leave morning. The smell of.
I'll bring it to you.
We will leave the smell of cookies in here. And whenever Drew wants one, we just yell
pig
right at him.
Oh, burn.
It's super small. I mean, it's for the countertop. Looks almost like a
toaster.
Toasted oven. Yeah, like a toasted oven.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they look like.
Board and everything. Yes.
All right.
I have one in my garage I never use. I'll bring it to you guys Monday.
Bring us one of those and an assault rifle.
You got it.
Thank you, buddy.
The new three wards.
I love it. Thank you.
So we'll have two different cookie ovens that Drew can't use.
That's right.
We'll have the Spunkmeyer and the O'Brien's.
We'll keep taking them. We'll build them up. Right. And every time he opens the door,
pig
shouts back at him.
Oh.
I love Drew. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up, give you an opportunity to do love, hate. What did you love and what did you hate about this entire week's worth of shows? 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Love, hate is up next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.